Support comes from Troy University's Trojan Cafe, offering a variety of Starbucks beverages and an assortment of sandwiches, soups, and pastries, located on Troy University's Montgomery campus, across from the Rosa Parks Library and Museum.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Family keepsakes often contain a personal story and may reflect the times as well. Lynn Slick joins us as president of the Alabama Genealogical Society. Her grandmother's book of original poems reveals a personal story of the Great Depression that Lynn will share. She also previews the March 16th Spring Seminar. Lynn Slick, it is great to welcome you back to Troy Public Radio.
Thank you. So nice to be here again.
Well, as president of the Alabama Genealogical Society, you have a spring seminar coming up at the Alabama Department of Archives and History. When will that be held?
On Saturday, March 16th, from 9 to 4 p.m. It's called A Modern Approach to the Basics of Genealogy.
Well, one thing we like to visit with you about is that you tell family stories, and people who do join the society or attend, say, the seminar, they can learn how to find their own family stories. Your family story today centers around you and your daughter were decorating for the holidays. You always displayed your grandmother's book of poems.
The book was called Acorns on the Roof, and it was the poems that she wrote throughout her life where she described her fondest memories. And these memories had been handwritten by her.
When was she born?
In 1895. When she was a little girl, there were a lot of poems and then more as she grew older. And my aunt took these poems and typed them up, put them in a nice little binder, and gave them to the family members for a Christmas gift. So I always kept these poems, but the bad news is she threw away these handwritten notes that Grandma had made.
You're saying that your grandmother wrote these poems throughout her life. Is that it?
That's true. I've got one here that I'd like to read to you, and she wrote it in 1930 during the Great Depression. And I thought that the things that she was experiencing and the problems that they were having were similar to what some of us are experiencing today. So now I'll read you Grandma's poem, and it's called The Whisper at the Door. And this is the experience that she wrote about, and it was her husband, Edgar, that had this problem. So here's the poem. The night was dark and cold, stormy and dreary. The man was footsore, ragged and weary. The night was advanced, the hour was late. When faltering, he turned in at the gate. He flinched to face the poverty and suffering again. He dreaded to repeat, "My efforts have been in vain." He reached forth his hand to touch the knob, but instead he fell upon his knees with a rending sob. How he had striven to meet the daily need. Without employment, his family no longer could he feed. He had dropped his pride to beg for their bread. "We cannot feed half the needs," was all that was said. He bowed his head low upon his breast and wept. Onward with its tale of woe, the cruel storm swept. There was a touch ever so light, there came a whisper in the night. "And all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Like one smitten, face downward he fell. The wondrous words rung in his heart like a bell. Oh, can that be? a promise for me? Was it for one such as I that he died on the tree? Backward flew memory to a little trundle bed, where at mother's knee his last prayer was said. O Lord, take me, though sinful and poor I may be. Once I was blinded, but now I see. For my poverty and woe, only I am to blame, for I failed to call on thy holy name. How often ye have knocked, but I opened not to thee. How oft ye have been near, but I could not see. Long have I toiled and suffered, now I see my loss, for it took all this to lead me to the cross. This night I come into an inheritance of my own, the living Christ, the daily provider of my home.
That is an incredible poem.
That was her husband she was writing about. He was out of work, and he would go out every day looking for work, and he couldn't find work. And after so long of trying to find work to feed his wife and five children, he came at last to the front door, coming home after an uneventful day.
What was your grandmother's name? And I know that she grew up in Liberty, South Carolina, but there was an Alabama connection. What was that?
Her name was Marie McWhirter Souther. They had five children, two girls, and then my father, and then they had two more girls. He loved to go hunting in Alabama. He would get his hunting dogs, and they were pointers, and he would put them in his truck, and he would drive down to Alabama and hunt. And he liked to hunt for quail and pheasant.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing the family story with us today and her remarkable poem. Bring us back to what is going to happen on Saturday, March 16th at the Alabama Department of Archives and History. And can your listeners attend?
Yes, they can. You can register for this seminar. It is on Saturday, March 16th from 9 to 4 p.m. And you can either attend in person or you can attend virtually. If you attend virtually, you can watch it at your leisure for up to 30 days because the proceedings will be uploaded onto YouTube.
So how do people register?
And if you Google Alabama Genealogical Society, it will take you to that link. Or you can go directly to the website, and it is algensoc.org.
Are there any special things that are going to be the focus of the seminar?
Yes. The theme is a modern approach to the basics of genealogy. Our featured presenter is Drew Smith, the genealogy librarian at the South Florida Libraries. He's also the host and co-host of the podcast, The Genealogy Connection and The Genealogy Guys. His subjects will be Not in the Census, Try Again, and the Introduction to Research in the Archives and Special Collections. You'll be right there in the Alabama Department of Archives and History, and you might be able to do some research. Our luncheon speaker, Heather Falls, is a business growth strategist for women. She's going to tell about how the tireless efforts of genealogy research played a pivotal role in her business that she started.
Well, Lynn, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure to be here.
That was Lynn Schlick, president of the Alabama Genealogical Society. More information about the March 16th Spring Seminar at the Alabama Department of Archives and History can be found at the website algensoc.org. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.